Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen, and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
Well, that was something else. Brewers end up losing 12-8 down in Atlanta, game one of a three-game set. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Jeff Orlowski's here. Mayor Mitch is here. Sparky's here. Evan's here. Sam's here. Everybody's here. You can join us, 414-799-1250. When this thing started all the way back at 620, you're looking at a team that had won 14 of their last 20. They're feeling good. They're going into the ATL, and it's a 3-0 game throughout the first six innings. It's a close game until somebody comes to the mound. His name is Corbin Burnes. And Corbin Burnes, guys, all year long, we've seemingly been talking about Corbin Burnes struggling and being home run derby. He could now officially put in an application to be the honorary pitcher for anybody entering the home run derby. He gives up 3 in 30 pitches today. 3 in 30 pitches. That was all it took for Corbin Burnes to get 2 outs, give up 7 runs, walk 2, and give up 3 long balls. And that's when this game was 10-0. It then got stretched to 12-0. And then something happened. Then the Brewers decided to start swinging the bats, which was interesting. 3 consecutive hits in the bottom half of the seventh. They get one back. It's 12-1. Orlando Arcia drives that one in. And then in the bottom half, or the top half of the eighth inning, the Brewers plate themselves 3 more. They grab 4 in the bottom half of the ninth and had the tying run in the on-deck circle in the form of Keston Hiura, who had 2 hits tonight. 414-799-1250 is a phone number. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Jeff Orlowski's here as well. And in this sense, as we bridge the gap until the Pig and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show comes in, here we got some time for you to talk some Brewers baseball. As the team is in a situation where you can afford a clunker when you've won 14 of 20, this is one of those that's not necessarily, in my mind, necessarily a clunker. This is one of those where one individual, I hate to say this, kind of cost you the game. One guy can't give up 7 runs in 30 pitches, and you expect to win any games in any league. I don't care if you're talking about the Whitnall Youth Baseball League over here at Schetz that plays games 4 blocks away from the radio station. I don't care if you're talking about high school ball, WIAA. You can be talking about the SEC. You can be talking about the Coast Pacific Coast League. You can be talking about your beer league softball game. If anybody gives up 7 runs in 30 pitches, you are going to lose that game. And the Brewers did that tonight. That's really all there is to it. But in the sense of what you do offensively, Max Fried shut you down. I mean, the guy can pitch. He's one of the better young left-handers in all of baseball with Atlanta. And he did it too. Yeah, that's really what you look at on the Atlanta side through the first six innings. And then the Brewers are able to do something against the Atlanta bullpen, although it was Johnny Venters and Josh Tomlin, Orlowski, which is the two guys that necessarily, if you're going to put up 7 runs against the bullpen, those are probably the ones that you're going to be. Not high-leverage boys, so you can take that for a grain of salt.
Right. Right. On the other hand, you know, the game got so far out of hand in that 9-run sixth inning that Atlanta put up that while the score, you know, was lopsided for 90% of this game, Craig Counsell saved his bullpen as well. The only people that threw a lot of pitches, Barnes, and then you had HP throw an inning. So, you know, all the good guys are set up, and we didn't burn them for the weekend. You still got Junior Guerra. You still got Josh Hader. You still got Matt Albers. So, you know, you still are in good shape entering the weekend. The problem with this game is that Yoli Chacin was not economical at all in his pitches. His pitch count got outrageous. I think he was at like 70 still in the third inning. So, you know, that doesn't bode well. And, you know, they let it get away.
It's a good point. Chacin was through, I believe it was. It was like 71 through three innings and then settles down and he leaves after five with 91 pitches. And you hand it off in a 3-0 game to Corbin Burnes, who, albeit in the situation, that's the right spot for Corbin. He's going to keep you in a ball game at that point, but he doesn't. And it bodes the question of, when does Corbin Burnes need a more lengthy time at AAA San Antonio? Because there's got to be something in his delivery. And he talked on the On Deck show too here. And Mitch, if we have that cut before we transition over to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. This is Corbin Burnes. Talk about an Are You Kidding Me moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust, online at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
You know, the biggest thing is regaining the confidence. You know, when I went down, it wasn't a matter of, you know, stuff wasn't there. And we just happened to be throwing the wrong pitches at the wrong time. And so, you know, we went down, got the confidence back, started mixing the speeds, worked on the fastball location. And you know, ever since being back up here, it's been a complete, you know, 180 turn. So it's been nice.
Well, so if it was a 180 turn, then we made the other 180. And now we're here at 360. And it's the exact same issue. The fastball, every single one that Corbin threw tonight was belt high or above.
Yeah.
The off speed was in the zone low. Like you if you're going to miss with that, it's got to be out of the zone. And for Corbin Burnes, I mean, Sparky came in here and flared me about it. Dude, Yasmani Grandal. Does somebody want to go and try to peel him up off the asphalt? How many times do you want to go back and forth on the guy? Talk about that it was just really the fastball location, not calling the right pitches at the right times. Or its execution.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I want to say, you know, Corbin Burnes, he's a very nice kid. And he's very available to the media.
Absolutely.
Everybody likes him and all that. I think it's easier to throw Yasmani under the bus because of how bad he's struggling. The fact that he already got demoted down to the minors this season. And you know that Yaz doesn't really talk to the media much. So it's not like tomorrow Grandal's going to come out there and say, well, listen, don't pay attention to what that idiot said yesterday.
Exactly. And he knows that Yaz isn't going to do that. You're right. Because Yaz has been in professional clubhouses that have competed for World Series. He knows that doesn't accomplish anything.
Right. And Burnes will learn that lesson because I guarantee you that Grandal is going to talk to him in that clubhouse and say, listen, kid, if you want a long career in the major leagues, this is not how you go about it. If you take responsibility for serving up meatball after meatball after meatball.
And even if the pitch selection is not what you want it to be.
Shake it off.
You're in the big leagues, right? You need to take control of you being on the mound. This is your show. I get that guy's calling the pitches, and you need to figure out a game plan with him, but that's for downtime. That's for in the clubhouse. Once you're on the mound, if you don't like the pitch that's called, you're the pitcher. Shake him off.
Yeah.
You got five mound visits for a reason. You tell him, dude, I'm not doing this. Who's hot, who's not? If Yasmani Grandal is a little bit fired up, he's going to be the one that's hot, and Corbin Burnes is going to be the one that's not, provided the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. That's the Bayview Shade and Blind. Who's hot, who's not here on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Sparky, we hit a final yet out here at Fiserv Forum? Or
Yeah, it's pretty much done. I mean, 110-97, 58 seconds to go. 110-98. Yeah, it's done. Yeah, we could start.
This could have been... I was thinking about it after the Bucks went up 2-0. It felt like you could have cued the music because it felt like the Raptors had absolutely no chance in this game. Just like it felt like the Brewers had no chance after Corbin Burnes brought his gas can out onto the mound at SunTrust Park.
Yeah, it was over. They ran away and hit early in this game, and Raptors really never had a chance.
Well, when Ersan is sitting there nailing everything under the sun, you know, you have a feeling. And Mirotić, they all had big halves. Brogdon, you knew that it was going to be rough for the people from the North.
Drive of the game brought to you by Wrench and Go and a Brewers 12-8 loss. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go, a self-service yard. Bring your own tools. Access the lowest price auto parts around. Wrench and Go, the drive of the game. You can call it whatever you want, but it would be Jacob Nottingham's first career home run.
Back as well. Nottingham with a fly ball out the right field. This is hit well, and this is gone. Opposite field homer for Jacob Nottingham.
With his family in attendance, Jacob Nottingham goes yard off to the right side. That one off Venters, and the Brewers put up three in that eighth inning, and they trim the lead that was at 12-0 after six to 12-8 with Keston Hiura waiting in the on-deck circle. He represented the tying run in the game, and the Brewers just don't have enough. The Milwaukee County House of Correction, correction of the game. It's difficult for me to really, really be upset with Corbin Burnes. But, Sparky, when he makes those comments about his catcher, I understand that if you don't believe that the right call is being made, you can voice that opinion. But you voice that behind closed doors. You don't voice that when you just came back up from San Antonio and open it up with the media about a veteran catcher who's coming up on your team.
He didn't call
catching 120 games.
He didn't call him out by name. He just said wrong pitcher, wrong time. I thought it was fine.
How many times has Manny Pena caught him?
That's what it is. None.
None.
He
okay.
never got him. He never got him once. And remember, I was asking for Manny Pena
yep,
to catch him.
Absolutely.
I was begging for it. Can we please let Manny Pena catch him before we decide he can't do this? And no, we didn't do it. We just let him have Grandal the entire time. And Grandal, through that entire run, kept saying the same thing. Well, you know, we're getting close. You know, it's taking me a little bit longer to figure it out. Well, and by the time he figured it out, Burnes was in the minors.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, by the time that it was lock and key of what they were going to be able to do, Corbin Burnes had officially lost his position in the starting rotation. And in the bullpen is where I like Corbin Burnes at the time being, because you don't have to stress and fret if he does have one of these blow-ups, guys, where he's not going to tax your bullpen at that point. You pull him out, and then you have Jacob Barnes types of players that are supposed to come in and put the fire out. Instead, Jacob Barnes has to go out there and throw 40 pitches tonight.
And you're done.
And that was it.
Say goodbye, baby.
All right, guys, take it easy. Brewers lose.
Let's go.
Chase Anderson against Kevin Gausman tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin On Deck Show. Smile.
Hit the open, Mitch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.